Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Inside Austin. I'm your host, Casey Johns. Joining me in the studio today, Corey Leith, Communications Director for the Salvation Army of Austin. Corey, welcome back to Inside Austin.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Hard to believe it's already time to talk about back to school.
It's July. You know, we've been planning this for a couple weeks, but now we're finally talking about it.
It's just now starting to feel like summer outside, right. But like you say, it's just around the corner. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about back to school for the Salvation Army and what that means for the children that are in the care of the Salvation Army in the shelters.
Right. So from now on until August 9th, the Salvation Army will be collecting new school supplies and new clothes for local school-age children staying in our shelters. And so this is a huge opportunity for the community to get involved just because, you know, when a child goes back to school, they want to make sure they have all the fresh supplies to be successful. So new clothes, new backpack, binders, pens, pencils, Kleenex. You know, flash drives is pretty big now as well.
I noticed that when I was looking through the needs list. I was like, wow, things have changed since I was in school.
Right. Yeah, I mean, everything's done on the computer. And you know what's great about our shelters here in Austin is that we have computer access for the kids staying at our shelter to do their homework online, to get tutored as well. And so flash drives are very important as well as everything else. And the full list you can check is at salvationarmyaustin.org and drop-off locations as well. But there is a huge need for school supplies because we want to make sure every child in our shelter is getting the supplies that they need to be successful for the school year.
And of course, you know, in many of our conversations, one of the big avenues where the Salvation Army helps the community is the homeless problem, the challenge that Austin is facing. And we talk about, you know, women and children really are a lot of the need that the Salvation Army is filling in that regard.
You know, that's one of our largest populations, and it's not the homeless individuals you see, you know, on the street. It's these families are doing everything they can to not be visible to the public, either living in their cars, living on the couches, in a friend's house, in a storage unit. These are non-visible families. We call them the hidden homeless that we are giving these supplies to, because when a mother or a father, a family is in our shelter, when they are working while they're staying at one of our shelters, we want to make sure all their money is going off to paying off their bills, you know, just a savings account in general. So they do not have the expendable money to buy school supplies. This is why this is such a huge program that we do in the summertime right before school starts.
And of course, you talked about dropping off supplies. If you're busy, you don't have time to necessarily go out and buy supplies, you can donate money as well.
SalvationArmyAustin.org. We have a wish list, and we're essentially, when you are looking to donate online, all the money that you donate to the back to school and anything that we do stays local here right in our community. So we have a wish list of school age sizes for clothes. Again, our needs list, like colored pencils, pens, rulers, glue, binders, backpack, crayons, composition books, markers, spiral notebooks, and again, flash drives. There's such a need. And you can also, when you donate money, we are going to go shopping with the money that you donated to make sure that these kids are getting the supplies and clothes that they need.
And, you know, children in the programs, they run the gamut. We're talking from pre-K all the way up through high school, through seniors.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, that's a huge population. And I don't think most people do not know what the Salvation Army does for these school-age children. So the school bus, the kids who are living at our shelter go to the school bus in downtown Austin. They pick them up first, and then once school is coming back, when school's out, the school bus drops them off last, so the other kids on the bus do not know these children are living at the shelter, and it's a privacy issue. So that is something that the Salvation Army offers, and so that's a huge thing for us. And so we do have kids in our shelter going to school, going to middle school, elementary school, high school even.
And we've talked about before, you know, it's so much, there's so many ways that the Salvation Army and its partners work to minimize the stigma of, you know, living in a shelter. You just mentioned it there with the kids on the bus being dropped off last so the other kids don't, you know, we know how kids are, make fun of them, harass them, that kind of thing. And it's just so many ways that the Salvation Army is looking to give a hand up and not a hand out through all of these programs that it offers.
You know, that's correct. And it's most people need to know that when someone walks through our doors, someone who's homeless, who has fallen on bad times, they walk through our doors wanting to get better. The Salvation Army is going to give them that hand up to make sure they get affordable housing or employment opportunities. And so when someone walks through our doors, it's not a place to stay for the night. It's an actual program to get people better.
Can be just one little thing that can send someone down that spiral and just out of control. And so it's just another way the Salvation Army is there to help stem that tide of homelessness that here we're facing in the Austin area.
You know, you're absolutely correct. It's that one paycheck that could go, you know, a car bill, or it could be a loss of a job. And really, thank you to the community for supporting the Salvation Army, because without your donations, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. And it's all thanks to you and your support.
We're visiting with Corey Leith, Communications Director for the Salvation Army of Austin. Back to school time is just around the corner, and the Salvation Army is looking to fill some bins for its back to school drive. School supplies and donations both accepted. You can find details on that online, salvationarmyaustin.org. Corey, let's talk a little bit. Obviously, the Rathgeber Center has come online now. Let's talk a little bit about volunteer opportunities that the Salvation Army has and some different ways that the community can help with some of the programs that the Salvation Army has.
Well, we always have year-round volunteer opportunities, whether it's in one of our shelters. The Rathgeber Center should be open in the fall as funding becomes available. And there's going to be, we're going to need a lot of volunteer people just to kind of get, you know, things organized, a volunteer receptionist to organize the supplies, get everything loaded into the Rathgeber Center to make sure that families, when they walk through our doors, it's already there for them. You know, the hard part's over. Now let us do the work for you when a family gets inside. So we do have tremendous amount of volunteer opportunities. Our Angel Tree, of course, during the Christmas time, bell ringing opportunities. Again, every time someone donates a penny, a nickel, a dollar or more into one of those bell ring, one of those kettles during Christmas time, the money stays local and helps our neighbors in need.
All those details for those volunteer opportunities are online at salvationarmyaustin.org. One more thing on our list here, Corey, let's talk about $1 a week program. This is an easy way that, you know, think about what you spend at Starbucks every week. This is just an easy way for you to donate and help out the Salvation Army and its programs.
Right. $1 a week, 52 weeks in a year, $52 in a year. And this is just a way, like, clean out your car. I mean, I was in my car the other day and I found $4 and change in my console, my cup holder.
Yeah.
And so it's very easy to collect this much money. I mean, it's $52 a year. If you're able to donate, perfect. Again, that money stays local. And the Rathgeber Center is going to cost $5.2 million to operate. So the money is definitely needed, and we need funding to open our doors here in the fall time.
$1 a week, $52 a year, like Corey said, it is just look in your car, look in your couch cushions. It's there, and you don't even know it, and you're not even missing it right now because it's just sitting in your cup holder. SalvationArmyAustin.org, lots of ways to donate. All those details are online for you, SalvationArmyAustin.org. Again, the immediate need right now, back to school time just around the corner. Salvation Army has lots of children in its programs that think about when you went back to school. And if you were fortunate, you had everything you needed, think about how that made you feel on the first day of school. These children that are in the Salvation Army's programs and in their shelters need that same experience to be successful in school. And so it's just so easy. Either donate school supplies or donate the funds so that the Salvation Army can go out and buy those school supplies for the children in its programs. Corey, anything else before we wrap up today?
You know, like you said, back to school drive, that's a huge component of our summer campaign. Now until August 9th, if you are an individual and you want to collect some goods with your friends or a company, if you guys want to host a drive, please get in contact with us, salvationarmyaustin.org, and we'll give you everything that you need to know about this drive.
It takes an army, and their motto is doing the most good. It's the Salvation Army of Austin. Corey Leith, Communications Director, joining us today on Inside Austin. Corey, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Inside Austin. We're back with more after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.